Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Robin Falscraft and Joel Verhoef with Habitat for Humanity of Marion County as they look back at 2017 for Habitat for Humanity of Marion County. 2017, a year that saw a lot of change, a lot of positivity here at Habitat for Humanity. First change is change in director. Robin, you took over, came in February. Take us through that portion, you know, what it meant to be able to take over something here in Marion County and see what happened basically in 2017.
I was excited to start in 2017 in February and was given words of advice not to change anything for a year. And that didn't last very long. We've changed a lot of things, but I was very excited. And I'm so excited about the direction we're going.
Now, Joel, you also came in following after that in the spring, right before summer you came in here. I know we had some fun interviews and stuff, but take us through your time, a short time so far at Habitat for Humanity of Marion County.
Yep. No, so you know, I came in April and initially you kind of get thrown in the water and it's kind of like sink or swim. But kind of like Robin said, you try not to change things, but as you get in, you see some places where things could be improved and you kind of grab the bull by the horns and take care of those things. We kind of came in and that house dedication for the 50th house was a lot of fun. Special thanks out to Dave Lobsack again for being able to attend there. But no, that created a lot of momentum that carried us through the rest of this year.
Yeah, speaking of that, you guys had the 50th house built in Marion County. It's kind of crazy. You guys take over and then boom, 50th house built. And then you guys also went from that to moving your first house. So take us through both those events and what it means to Habitat for Humanity to be able to do both those things here in Marion County.
Well, we're 20 years this year, so we're very excited about that too. And to dedicate our 50th house on our 20th year was very exciting. So Joel and I both came in and went right into two house sales, one house that we have that we needed to put another family in. And so we had that in May, and then we put new home build family in June. And then I think mid-July received a call about a house that was being donated. They wanted to donate to preserve a historical home. So I thought, well, why not look into it? So we ended up moving a house in Pella, which we were so excited because the direction Pella gives us is don't build new, save our old, which is kind of the theme of Pella. And so to have the opportunity to move that house and put a Habitat family in that house, incorporate it into a similar neighborhood, is very exciting for us. We are in the family selection process for that home right now, and so we still have some work to do, but we consider that a big accomplishment for 2017.
Now, in the fall, when the fall came through, move that house, and then, you know, you guys held a couple events, and you've also started working on building another house. Take us through where that stands right now.
We're building a house on North Kent for a young mother and her two children, and they hopefully will be in May. We're always looking for volunteers that want to help with that house. So if anybody has an interest in that, we would sure appreciate the help. So we will do that. We will start the process soon of looking for the next Knoxville family and deciding what we're going to do in other communities. Pleasantville is also another option for us very soon. So we're excited about that.
Looking back, Joel, we've talked about some of your ideas, or in my eyes, dreams, but some of your things that you've come up with, 2018 coming right around the corner, what are some of the things you want to do or you'd like to see done here at Habitat for 2018?
Well, I think one of the things Habitat really is going to focus on in this next year is community engagement in general, just reaching out and connecting with people. We love the fact that we've had groups that have been faithfully building our houses. But we also need to grow and build that team and grow engagement. So if you're in Pleasantville, you might start seeing me at Smoky Row pretty regularly, and I invite you to come and chat and just let's have a conversation together. I want to know what Pleasantville's all about and how Habitat can best serve and engage with Pleasantville. And I hope anyone who's interested in what Habitat's doing and how we work feel free to come and chat with me. No, so I mean, moving forward, you know, that's kind of going to be my theme for 2018 is building engagement, building relationships with not only homeowners looking for houses, but for a community that's looking to engage and support their neighbors.
Now, I know, like you said, you guys are going to be taking applications for some of these houses. You're also, like you said, trying to build that engagement. What do people need to do first off to fill out those applications and potentially put their name in for one of these houses? And second off, if they want to help out with Habitat for Humanity, either donate or donate their time, what do they got to do?
The house in Pella, we are accepting applications until January 15th. So my advice to everyone is if you think you make too much money or you think you don't make enough money, fill out the application. It doesn't hurt. And if you're the family that's supposed to be there, it's going to work out. The same with Knoxville, though we're not open yet. You can come in here and we'll take your name and address. And when we are, we'll send you a letter and say, now it's open. So you don't have to wait and see if you see it in the paper or you hear it on the radio. You come in here and give us your information and we'll make sure you get that process.
When it comes to volunteers, you know, we want to connect people up with what they're good at. So like, don't hesitate. Call the office. Let me know, hey, you know, I am a retired electrician or hey, you know, I can paint walls. I just want to know what you're good at and I can tell you when we're going to be doing those things.
Or I bake cookies.
Yeah, or I bake cookies. Or even like, hey, I know banking a little bit and, you know, I'm a retired banker. Some of those things, you know, anything in the process of building a house, financing a house, creating improvements and repairing. I'm also looking for HR professionals. We do a series of development for those that become a partner family. And one of the things that I'm working on is how do I do employment training for families that are prospective homeowners. You know, every part of that we're looking for volunteers for. So
I think our house move has kind of propelled people saying, hey, I'd donate my house if you would move it. So we have several of those options out there. We are doing a lot of critical home repair projects. So it's not just I need a new home. If you need a roof and your income qualifies you, we want to help you with that. You know, as long as the funding is available, we want to be the ones to help you. So I dare say, if you have any question, err on the side of calling us and asking us. And if we can't help you, we do our best to refer you to someone we think can.
That was today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks to Robin Falscraft and Joel Verhoef with Habitat for Humanity of Marion County for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.